Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question, I feel inadequate to be a young women class president. How can I be a better leader? Response from the New Era. If you feel inadequate when you receive a calling, you're in good company. Jeremiah, Enoch, and Joseph Smith were all young and all felt inadequate when they received their prophetic calls. But the Lord still used them to further His kingdom. Just as the Lord used prophets of old to accomplish great things, as you pray and rely on Him, He can use you. Perhaps the best thing you can do for your class members is be their friend. Learn their names. You could pray for them daily, and maybe even fast for them if they are struggling. Consider asking about their lives outside of church, smiling and greeting them whenever you see them, and sitting by them at church or at school. Be on the lookout for those who may need extra love and support. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Heavenly Father won't leave you alone. He has given you parents, counselors, and adult advisors. They will help you, and so will He. As President Gordon B. Hinckley said, get on your knees and ask for the blessings of the Lord. Then stand on your feet and do what you are asked to do. Then leave the matter in the hands of the Lord. You will discover that you have accomplished something beyond price. To the Women of the Church, Ensign, November 2003, page 114.
Responses from New Era Readers. Be a friend. As a class president, I too felt unqualified. But it's important to try and make the young women feel loved and included. Be a supportive friend and listen to your counselors when making decisions. Set a righteous example and strive to live the young women values, but don't expect yourself to be perfect. All that Heavenly Father expects is for you to try. If you call on Him, He will give you the strength and direction you need. Rebecca N., age 16, New Hampshire, USA.
Serve willingly. I felt the same thing since I was the My Maid class president. I can still remember the feeling I had when I entered the bishop's office for the interview. I could have declined, but I knew that it was not an assignment from my bishop. It was a calling from God. Heavenly Father will help us fulfill our callings if we willingly submit ourselves to Him and are humble. Nicole P., age 16, Philippines.
Love those you serve. To become a better leader, you must really love those you serve. Letting go of any grudges and forgiving is therefore necessary. You can pray to see their worth as God does. Pray to feel the love He has for you as well as for your class members. I know from experience that personal progress can help you develop the qualities and values necessary to fulfill your calling. God will give you the power you need if you'll ask for that help. Mary B., 16, Washington, USA.
Start where you are. You can be a better leader by exercising the qualities you want to have. Pray for the Spirit to be with you when you make decisions. Pray to pay attention to the needs of the young woman. There's a lot you can do to become a better leader, but I found that the first step is always believing that you can. Savannah P., 15, Texas, USA.
Attend the temple. When I was a newly called Deacon's Quorum president, I wasn't sure how to increase my spirituality. I started doing family history, usually each Sunday. I have been going to the temple every Saturday morning. My goal was to make male baptism and confirmation names as often as I could. After I went to the temple each week, I would feel a little more spiritual, and that way I was able to help my quorum better. Josh B., 13, Utah, USA.
Act on inspiration. If the Lord has extending a calling to you, it's because there's a work that you can do. We need to ask of God. As James 1:5 says, by the power of the Holy Ghost, it will be revealed to us what we should do. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. With His help, we can know the truth of all things. Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. Then we need to follow the inspiration we receive. I have a deep conviction that since it's the Lord who guides us, we can all magnify our callings. Lucy D., age 17, France.
Plan edifying activities. Hold regular meetings with your presidency and plan edifying activities that meet the girls' needs and interests. When a young woman in your class does not attend, let her know that you missed her. One of the scriptures that has helped me is Mosiah 18:9. Karen P., 16, Mexico.
Sidebar. The Lord chose you. You were called of God. The Lord knows you. He knows whom He would have serve in every position in His church. He chose you. The person who was inspired to recommend you for this call didn't do it because they liked you or because they needed someone to do a particular task. They prayed and felt an answer that you were the one to be called. You were called to represent the Savior. Your voice to testify becomes the same as His voice. Your hands to lift the same as His hands. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency, rise to your call. Ensign, November 2002, page 76. Upcoming question. I want to invite my cousins to church, but I'm scared their parents will get mad. How can I share my testimony with my cousins? Send your answer and photo by January 15, 2016. Go to newera.lds.org, click Submit Your Work, sign in with your LDS account, and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A. Questions and answers.